Hey there, Super Charmers. Welcome back to the Wooist Podcast. My name is Patrick Wu, and in today's episode, I interview my good friend Jordan, where he's also featured on my YouTube channel, and we basically spend an entire day where I'm helping him as a dating coach, a wingman, a matchmaker, just to help him find the love of his life. And surprisingly, 2 weeks after we spend time together to help him achieve this, he does just that. So we're going to be kind of diving into what actually happened during our sessions and during the time that we were not together. Enjoy. Welcome to the Wooist Podcast. If you are ready to be the hero in your love story so that you can attract a dream lover into your life, then you're in the right place. I actually met Jordan. This was about a year and a half ago. Roughly.
Yeah, roughly.
I met you from a mutual friend, and I remember thinking, wow, this guy is out there. Like, one of the first times that we met, he was basically in his underwear dancing.
Just to everybody.
Like, he was just shaking his ass, and I was like, wow, this guy is bold, right? This guy is bold, he's different, and super unique. Which I really always appreciate, people who are unique and interesting. Women in general, I'm sure that they laugh a lot around you. But in terms of romances, you were single for a long time. And why do you think you were single for such a long time?
I mean, I can point to a couple of things. I've been traveling a lot, working a lot. But essentially, I feel like the luck wasn't there. You know, because even though I was traveling and working, I see other people that do that also, that have their partner. So I felt like the luck or like the energy was off, because I was putting myself out there. I wasn't matching deeply and long term with anybody. Well, it was always like something that was out of my control. So whenever I would meet somebody who I actually would probably take serious, they didn't live here. Because I would go out to like the tourist spots in LA. So every weekend, it's like there's people that go there that really don't live here.
Yeah.
So either they don't live here, they're from another state, or if they do live here, sometimes like that person was just in a rut during that moment of their life.
Yeah.
Like they were involved with lawyers, life stuff was happening where I had no place for that because I had just met them.
Yeah.
So for me, it was just like the luck just wasn't there.
Yeah, but it also kind of makes sense a little bit, right? Like, you were going to places that were filled with tourists. You're probably going to meet, like, probably gorgeous women, but they were probably not going to be around as frequently.
Right.
And so I remember I reached out to you. I was like, dude, Jordan, let's create some magic together. Let's even spend an entire day and see what happens. And we're going to point your arrow towards finding someone that you'd love to see romantically over and over again.
Right.
As we were kind of going through what you were looking for, well, maybe you can kind of fill in everyone in what you were kind of specifically looking for before your current relationship that you're in.
Right. So pretty much what I was looking for was somebody who I could do everything that I do with.
Like
travel, the beach, restaurants, the gym. Like, I do a lot of things. Acro yoga. I like to try new stuff that I never tried before. So I do a lot on my own, but now at 28, it's like I want to start doing it with somebody. Because I don't want to have kids now, I have a family now, but I want to live a life with my partner before I get to that point where I'm like 32, 33, maybe 34. So
let's kind of fast forward a little bit. So that day, I was kind of like walking up to a bunch of different women that day and be like, hey, here's my man, Jordan.
Filipino.
Yeah, you were looking for, like, I think we were keeping our eyes out for maybe like Filipino a little, because in the past that was something that kind of worked for you, right? But interestingly enough, sometimes when we think we were looking for something specific, we find something that might be even better than what we had imagined. So that day we were just kind of, I guess, kind of perusing all across town, and I was trying to introduce these different women to Jordan, the ones that I met. That day, we didn't find anyone that was gorgeous, that was for you. But we did create some moments. We were at a comedy club, and I remember there was a moment where there was another woman that was sitting right next to Jordan. And I was like, I'm gonna make some magic happen. Right? So like we were watching a comedy show, so the show was going on, but we had these like little slips of paper, and I was like trying to like write to this woman next to Jordan. Like when you were in fifth grade, you know, you were like, hey, like my friend likes you. My friend wants to talk to you. And they were doing this whole exchange thing, talking to each other the whole time. So there were these little moments that were being planted.
Right, being planted.
Yeah, and what was your take on that day, by the way, Jordan, of us spending time together?
The whole day was cool, and I actually got to see more about you, noticing about me. You're very analytical, you're very observative, and you're very smart, because everything you told me that day about myself, I'm like, wow, like, you've been around me like for how long? You already know this?
Mm.
So like you're very observative and you're very insightful in what you do.
Yeah, and I remember one thing that was a big thing that you said before we did work together, or you know, do this whole like let's go and connect with, you know, different women or whatnot. There was a moment that you said this very statement. You said something like, you know, I think I still need to get to a certain point, or I still need to have my financial situation better, or I still need to have certain things better before I can start meeting the one.
Yeah.
Do you remember you said something like that?
Yeah.
And I said, well, there are tons of people who find this amazing lover or the one, and they don't have the perfect life yet, or they don't have all their ducks in the row yet, but they decide that they want to, and because that's good enough, then some people do find their romantic partner.
Yeah, it's true, man. It has nothing to do with the lifestyle.
Yeah, and I remember when you had like an insight that day, like I could see it running in your mind, like, oh, well, what if I am ready? I don't know, do you have anything to speak about that at all?
Well, I guess ready meaning, like, ready to be vulnerable? Like, what is ready mean?
Yeah, well, like, ready to find, you know, I'm ready to find someone special now.
Yes.
And I don't need these other prerequisites. Like, I don't need to be, like, this kind of body weight, or I need to have this kind of financial income, or like, mentally I'm okay now.
Right. No, you're right. I think that day, I opened up to the idea of, you know what, if I'm looking for this, let me get 100% to obtain that. Mm. So I pretty much committed to the idea of finding a love.
Wow.
Yeah.
And right now, you know, I guess I'm going to get a little woo-woo here because I am Patrick Woo. But there is something that Jordan said that's really powerful. And he said the word commitment. Like, I'm committed to the putting all in, or 100%. And there's something that's just so amazing or gorgeous when you do put all that energy into something, and you start to manifest things that you want.
Right.
Right? And it sounds like you manifested something amazing.
Yeah.
So we were done with each other after that day, and then I was like, okay, I'm gonna call him back in like about 2 weeks and see how things are coming along. Right? And then I get a text message from you saying that, like, hey, Pat, I'm going to be back in LA soon from Miami because, you know, I'm going on, I was there for a vacation. And I want to hang out with you and your girl, and I'm going to bring my girl. I'm like, wait, what? You said something along the lines of that. I'm like, and I was like, wait, what? What happened? So in between the time that I first met you and we decided, hey, let's go find someone amazing for you, what happened exactly?
So it was crazy, man. Like, so this girl Hannah, I've known her for a while, but we never really hung out.
Okay.
And we happened to be in Miami at the same time.
Mm.
Right? So we link up in Miami and we just connect, and it was unexpected, but it was just so deep, so fast.
Mm.
But also very deliberate at the same time. Like, we were both kind of like being aware of the situation. We're in Miami, we're both attractive, we're both kind of like in the same period of our lives.
Mm.
But the feeling was undeniable.
Mm.
So I felt right, hey, you know, let me take you back over here and let's go to the Perch. My friend Patrick, he lives close by, let's meet up with him and his girl.
There you go.
And that's when you met her.
Yeah. And then, like, how did that happen? So it was like, hey, let's go meet up, and then just sparks flew from that very first moment, or?
No, the first time was, I'll say it's kind of like your typical first day, neutral.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It was neutral, questions, and just hanging out, feeling the vibe. And then the second time was like, okay, like, I know I like this girl.
You did? Yeah. Was there anything specific that she said, did, or anything that kind of like made your eyes see her differently?
Well, I mean, I saw that she was like posting her photos of her cooking, and like everything about her is just like, wow. She's like a perfectionist at everything. Mm. The way she dresses, the way she cooks. She cooks clean meals, delicious meals. I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
The way she works out, you know, everything she does is just like calculated. I like her. Yeah. And she's very sweet. She's very considerate.
Yeah.
And she's like the funniest girl I've ever been with.
Really?
I can't stop laughing.
Oh, man. That's awesome. So it sounds like it's pretty easy with you two, right?
Yeah, so far, yeah.
Yeah. Has it always been that easy, like, in terms of when you are in a relationship? Like, do you know the feeling when it is easy?
Yeah, when there's, like, that polarity, usually it is. Like, when I'm the man or the woman, usually it's, like, easy.
Mm.
With her, she's not really, like, I wouldn't say she's submissive, but she's very understanding, considerate, so it makes it easy. You know what I mean?
I see. Yeah. Got it. Did you like have to ask her to be your girlfriend, or what exactly happened?
She told me. She's like, she said, she called me her boyfriend.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So it was like she's kind of snuck that one in there.
Yeah.
So she's like, I guess I'm in a relationship
now. Exactly.
Wow. Wow. That's amazing. Well, cool. Well, Jordan, I mean, this was super fun to just kind of hear your version of it. Because I talked to her a little bit. Her version was slightly different than yours. You know, I remember one thing she said that was actually really interesting was she said, you know, when I first met Jordan, I wasn't 100% attracted to him. He's not normally my type. But when I got to know him, he then became my type.
Yeah.
So it's like, whoa, what? What happened
I'm
there?
I'm confused too. Like.
Did you hear that from her? Did she ever tell you that?
Yo, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
She always said that. Okay.
She said it yesterday when we were at the beach, actually.
Really?
She said, like, at first, we were at the beach holding hands. And she said, damn, like, in the beginning, like, you were my type, but now I'm just, like, so attracted to you.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means. Because for guys, it's like, we like it from day one, you know? So.
Well, I don't know. I know guys, including me, who have had... Where it would go like pretty neutral,
yeah.
Or like, oh, this seems pretty fun, and all of a sudden, like, whoa, is this person the same person that I first met?
Wow.
So it sounds like she had one of those experiences. And what do you think was the thing that kind of tilted her in seeing you in a different light? Because some guys might be thinking, like, how do I turn that around?
Right. Well, I mean, like I said, we've been following each other on Instagram.
Yeah.
We finally met. So maybe her perception of who I was on Instagram was different.
Mm.
Maybe I was misjudged just based off what she saw in stories and pictures.
Yeah.
She definitely said that one of the big things is like my facial hair. She didn't like when I was clean shaven.
Okay.
So she said like me having this is like a game changer for her.
Okay.
And it's non-negotiable for her, she says. She's like, I gotta keep it. But also like the way I dress is better than I used to dress. So she said that's a plus now.
I see.
So I guess like the physical appearance, and then she says that no one treats her like how I treat her.
So
she got to really know how I express.
Yeah, so she got an experience of you.
Yeah, experience of me, exactly.
And then from that experience, she was like, oh, wow, this guy is, well, from what I remember what she said was, this guy is actually really sweet and super kind to me.
Yeah.
Or like he treats me like a queen or
a
princess.
I take care of her from the morning we wake up to the morning we go to bed.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
We had 2 weeks in Miami and then 1 week in LA.
Yeah.
And each day was long and it felt like forever.
Yeah. And what's your future hold now? Like, where are you guys relationship wise?
It's crazy. So we're thinking about Florida, man. We talk about like moving to Florida.
Wow.
And starting something down there. She'll find a job down there. I'll find a work down there.
Yeah.
And see if we can build something down there.
Wow, man. Inspirational,
yeah,
Jordan.
For real, man.
Inspirational.
Jack and Rose found love in one day.
There we go.
One night in 2 days. he died for her, so.
There we go. That's amazing. Well, Jordan, well, thank you so much for sharing your story, your experience, and when I heard everything that happened, or was when I saw all of it happening, I was like, well, I guess a lot can. I always forget like how fast things can change within just a few weeks when you decide, hey, I'm gonna make this happen.
Yeah.
Right. Like.
And while it was happening, I remember you. And that's why I texted you to hang out and meet her at the perch.
Yeah. That's so amazing.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I always talk about how when I decided, okay, I'm going to find the love of my life. I don't care what's going to happen.
Nope.
I found the love of my life, Layla, within 2.5 weeks. So it's kind of a little bit similar, not as fast, but pretty damn fast.
Yeah.
You know? So yeah, it totally can happen if you're listening to this podcast, a show. It can totally happen for you as well when you decide, hey, I'm going to make this happen. And so if you want to learn a little bit more about the art of wooing and everything else, I'll put the links in the description below. Any last things, Jordan, that you want to say?
I just want them to know that, like, it's crazy how after me and him had this whole, like, manifestation thing about this, I got what I wanted. So I'm very grateful for Pat as much as I'm grateful for Hannah. Like, it wouldn't happen without you. Because I never would have went there with that energy, that intention, the luck that you gave to me.
Yeah.
It's just something extra that I didn't have before you.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Jordan. But, you know, this is definitely all you. It's, you know.
I mean, it was me for 28 years, and then we had this thing that happened
before
I went to Miami. And then all of a sudden, I got what I wanted.
Yeah. No, for sure. I'm just so happy for you. So, thank you guys so much for listening and watching, and I'll catch you guys all later.
Peace.